Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society.
So.
Program content
you want to take
is based
this one.
On a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, so here we go. Hour two. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. 127, 26 cities into 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. We totally appreciate that. Again, we understand why we are. Okay, because of the information. We're making reference to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution to bring about the result that the American people, 86% of the Christians in this country, claim that they want. Okay. Also remember, faith without works is dead, okay? Read James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. And I'm talking to this 86% because if they were doing their job, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. And their kids surely wouldn't happen to be standing up and doing what they left undone. They should have done it when they had the time to do it. Now we're going to pay the piper, right? Yep, we are. We are. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click it on. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same exact thing over there. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. Again, one more time. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let's jump topics. Why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? You ready for this? Broken wall? Broken promises. I want you to listen to this individual who was warning as to what was taking place with all the illegals coming in. And I'm talking about just the southern border. I'm not even saying a word about the northern border. Okay? But this is just the southern border. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this really quick. Go ahead, Judah.
Today's an important day. We need to put in perspective right now what's really going on in the United States of America. This last weekend, we had 104 individuals who were shot in Chicago. One of the all-time highs in the history of our country, what's going on. We had 14 people, teenagers killed, a three-year-old little boy who was killed in Chicago, a 324% increase in murders and shootings in New York City. We had a guy that was actually killed in the back of the head in broad daylight in Brooklyn, in New York, in America today. We've got statues being toppled. We have three people getting killed in a so-called autonomous zone in Seattle. We've got a 65-year-old state senator who happens to be gay getting beat in the state of Wisconsin. This is not what order looks like. You don't have liberty if you don't have order. And it is time for the federal government to do its job and enforce the laws of the United States. We have federal laws on the books that prohibit the kind of vandalism that is attacking our memorials. We have federal laws on the books that prohibit the kind of vandalism on our churches that we saw at St. John's Church just a few blocks from here and two blocks from the White House. And we have laws on the books that prohibit organized crime, the kind of organized crime that we're seeing from BLM, who are saying that this country should be burned down if we don't adhere to every one of their demands. We are seeing organized crime in the hands of Antifa, who are organizing efforts around the United States and organizing this activity that is causing criminal behavior, resulting in the loss of life in the United States. This is not what we're standing for here in Congress. And where is Congress? What is Congress doing? Standing here in front of the House of Representatives, the people's house. And what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
The Speaker of the House is taking shots at Senator Tim Scott for standing up and passing trying to pass legislation being blocked by Senate Democrats when he offered 20 amendments and they wouldn't even sit down and vote on amendments.
Listen carefully.
It is absolutely appalling what the Speaker of the House is doing.
Listen carefully.
Turning this body upside down on its head.
Yep.
Not allowing us to do our job and be on the floor of the House debating and offering amendments. We should be standing up in the memory of George Floyd, standing up for liberty. We should have a debate and a vote on things like qualified immunity. Let's have it out. Let's have a debate about what those things look like. Let's have a debate about no-knock warrants. Let's have a debate about the kinds of things that we as freedom lovers all have concerns about, while also standing alongside the 99% of law enforcement that are out there protecting us every single day, that thin blue line. It is time for the federal government to do their job. It is time for the Attorney General of the United States and the head of the FBI and the president should direct them to enforce the laws of the United States to keep the American people secure in their liberties, to secure the blessings of liberty that our Constitution calls for.
Where,
I turn over to my friend, Mr. Heisman.
Where is the president? Where is the Attorney General? Where is the head of the FBI, friends? Why are they allowing the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media, to go ahead and orchestrate what they're orchestrating with the use of small numbers? Where is the president? Where is that rule of law that was promised to be brought back in, friends? I'm embarrassed for this administration. Where is the rule of law, asked this congressman? How come the laws are not being faithfully executed concerning what's taking place in this country? If you want to lay the axe to the root of the tree, why is George Soros, why is Bill Gates, why are other billionaires given a free hand in America to create subversive organizations to attack Christians and constitutionalists in this country? Where is the president? And it's interesting, Donald Trump has the support of the professed Christians and the professed constitutionalists. Haven't you enforced the law to stop these crimes on the streets of America? Why have they been given the orders to stand down by the governors and the mayors to give them just a little room to breathe so they can loot and attack anybody on the street that they feel that they want to stop and attack? Why have they been given that right, friends? And then guess who's called into question? Those people that are assailed by BLM, LGBTQ, and by the way, that's who's leading BLM, is a bunch of lesbians, for those that didn't know, because they're willing to play the useful idiots to the demise of their own country, right? Well, friends, guess what? Why have they been given a free hand to do the things that they're doing in this country? Everybody, again, a millionth time over, friends, you know who the bad guys are. How come they haven't been dealt with? I want to bring this up really quick. I wrote an article on it just the other day, and I wanted people to understand, because I'm going to go into this. I'm going to play some more audio for you in just a moment. But I want you to think about this, because as I've shared, and this is for my weekend friends that haven't heard this, in the almost 4 years and the year and a half that he was on the campaign trail promising the American people to prosecute, he called it draining the swamp. Almost 4 years later, and if you want to add his presidential campaign time, friends, on the road, a year and a half. So almost 5 years, 5 years in the swamp. Not one person has been prosecuted. Not one person. You have a congressman asking the question, where is the president of the United States of America to enforce the law? Where is the attorney general to enforce the law? Where's he at? Isn't it interesting how they stand down in times like this? And then the coffers are robbed by politicians creating these omnibus bills that are unconstitutional? Hey, friends, did you know that Donald Trump's new fundraising appeal for his second term is, ready? Help me drain the swamp. Again, not one prosecution from his first term appeal. We're going to come right back to this, friends. Why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? Well, comes as no surprise, it's an empty promise. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, by the way, there is no wall that's being built. I'll come back and prove it.
It was William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it, too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I want some smart folks calling in, please. 1-866-582-9933. I want to play some audio here for you. Okay, this is for my weekend friends. Why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? January 9th, 2020, listen carefully. Donald Trump told his worshipers, I've completed more promises than I've made. Hey, by the way, if you get angry with that, ask Donald why he said it, okay, because it's not true. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. He said, I've completed more promises than I've made. You know, you should be just as angry with him as I am. Or any other politician that lies to us pathologically. Okay. January 9th, 2020, Donald Trump said, I've completed more promises than I've made. This is during a campaign rally in Toledo. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to listen carefully to the details of this audio. This is straight out of Donald Trump's mouth concerning the wall. Okay. This is Donald Trump and his promises concerning the wall. Okay, and keep in mind, he promised not only the prosecution, the draining of the swamp, but he also promised over and over and over again. Folks, he's telling the people what they want to hear until he gets into power, and it's exactly what's happening. And I'm about ready to give you a little bit of a discourse concerning the facts on the issue. Now listen, this is Donald Trump. Listen carefully to every single thing he said from the beginning to where we're at today. Go ahead, Judah.
Congress must fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
The wall's going to get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any questions.
We need the wall. We're going to get the wall.
We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
On day one.
We will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build a wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
I am not a wall along the entire border.
So of course they disagreed with him because I was running against them.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 billion for the wall?
Whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical barrier.
You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall. Of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear. U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
And all it is we'll be reimbursed.
Mexico. We'll be reimbursing the United States.
It'll be reimbursed.
It may be through reimbursement. We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
Yeah,
we
did.
Build.
Yeah,
you
did.
The greatest wall that you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything.
I'm embarrassed.
Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of? What are the walls going to be made out of?
It's
going to
be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, and we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble, because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be. There could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment? They said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller. 10 feet higher.
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 Higher. Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
Wall's probably $8 billion.
It's going to cost $10 billion. The wall's going to cost $10 billion.
Whoa.
Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? I've never done that before. That's actually cute. I've never done that. I swear.
Well, there you have it. Anybody pay attention to what just took place there? Tell the people what they want to hear. And then when you get there, reverse everything right back on the people that put them there. It's exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did. Oh, Bradley, you don't know. He's got all these people beating up on him. Yep, those people beating up on him are those that he fails to prosecute. You're exactly right. He's the president of the United States of America. Know what you're talking about before you stick both feet in your mouth. Article 6, Section 2. Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. He's the commander-in-chief. He's to faithfully execute the laws. And it's not just the president. It's all these other agencies, too, friends. Okay? Now, how do you destroy a country? Just withhold judgment. How do you spare a country? Justice guards our liberties. You see how this works? Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. Just telling people what they want to hear. Tell the sheeple what it is they don't want to hear. Hey, listen, they've already believed that I'm a Christian. Although I told them, and Bradley's played the audio for you how many times, friends, that, you know, Donald never felt like he ever did anything that he needed to repent. Whoa! Isn't that contrary to Scripture? He who says he's without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him? 1 John 1 and 2? Oh, yeah! That's what he said. Isn't that crazy? And they just fell for it. Well, they don't know the Scriptures neither. They can't even tell you 3 of the 10 commandments. No wonder why God's government's being thrown off, because they don't know what God's government entails. Hey, friends, the Trump wall, commonly referred to as the wall, is a name for a proposed expansion of the Mexican-United States barrier during the U.S. presidency of Donald Trump. You know what I'm talking about. Throughout his 2016 presidential campaign, Trump called for the construction of a much larger border wall, claiming that if elected, he would build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. At the time, President of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, said that his country would not pay for the wall. You all remember that. You just heard it. In January of 2017, Trump signed Executive Order 1367, which formally directed the U.S. government to begin attempting wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border using existing federal funding, which means Americans are paying for the wall. I go on. Actual construction did not begin at this time due to the significant expense and lack of clarity on how it would be funded. Do you guys remember Harry Truman said that if you can't get it through, just confuse the people? If you can't get it through, just confuse the people. What's going on? People are confused. Beginning December 22nd, 2018, the federal government was partly shut down for 35 days because of Trump's insistence that he would veto any spending bill that did not include $5.7 billion in border wall funding. $22 trillion. Remember he said he was going to get America out of debt? He said I'm not making those numbers up. I'm saying that for the very purpose that all of these omnibus bills didn't hold the funds to fulfill the promise. Doesn't anybody think that that's a little odd? Of course. I'll get some more. Have an objective that they don't want you to know about. Okay. In February of anything happening with these corrupt judges throughout the country. It's interesting, the law stands in favor of what is being done on the behalf of Donald Trump, but for some reason or another, it's struck down as illegal or unconstitutional to do the right thing. But isn't it interesting how Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years violated and transgressed? He gave the American people the finger over 1,160 times, and somehow or another it was okay that he did it. Until we had good judges, real judges that stood up against his tyranny. That's why we're still here. Read the book of Judges, friends. God appointed judges to preserve the children of Israel. You can thank God for good judges in government. Thank God for good sheriffs in government today. You can thank God for good people in government today that are enforcing the laws. But I'll tell you what, a lot of these bureaucracies, friends, they need to be shut down. But my point is this, they're playing off each other, okay? I'm going to come right back to this, friends. We're talking about why are we not hearing about the law any longer. You ready for this? Broken wall, broken promises. I'm here again to tell you, friends, there is no wall. I'm going to get to the details in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is in self-isolation. He tested negative for the coronavirus, but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, tested positive. A Trump campaign official says she was immediately isolated in order to limit exposure to anyone else. They're also saying she's not showing any symptoms of the disease. They'd been in South Dakota to help with fundraisers for the president's re-election campaign. The president was in South Dakota with Mount Rushmore in the background. He said he would protect America's landmarks from far-left extremists.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has signed a law extending the deadline for small business loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. The extension of the PPP, which was established to provide small businesses with economic relief from the coronavirus pandemic, was passed by Congress earlier this week. The president signed the legislation with $130 million unspent. The new deadline is August 8th. With the coronavirus pandemic, there's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take a couple phone calls. Let's stick to the topic. I have Jane calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, ma'am?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yes.
I can hear you, Jane.
Regarding the wall, I knew there wasn't going to be a wall, you know, but it just sounded on its face like it was going to be impossible. But I wanted to kind of
He's quite the entertainer, isn't he? People don't realize he's been groomed for 30 years in this country on television in a favorable light. Even his enemies have come out publicly and said that, you know, they gave him a show like The Apprentice because people would believe that he would do the right thing if he were to become the president. Look at the timing. People don't put two and two together, and they don't pay attention any further than what they're told, and that's the problem, Jane.
Yes, yes. I wanted to ask you, I've been wanting to ask you about the pandemic, you know,
I got to stick to the topic today. I'm not being rude here, but I really do for the sake of time. I've got two segments left. I got Charlene in Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Charlene. I'm doing great. I was going to start to sing, and if I did that, everybody would shut the radio off.
Okay. I was just going to say, with all the technology that we have about building the wall, why couldn't we use solar panels and make it an electric fence so that, you know, you couldn't cross it because it would be an electric fence that would shock you And then possibly we're in a energy crisis. If we had solar panels, we could sell the added electricity. It just seems like we could be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think common sense is always what's missing from these politicians because it doesn't work concerning the agendas that they're advocating for. But let me give you some more information as the show rolls out, and I think more of this will make sense as to what I could say in answer to your question. Again, they're not looking for the answers. They don't want the answers. Also keep in mind, this is the same government trying to disarm the American people. If you want to stop the invasion of illegals into America, shut down the welfare system, because that's what's alluring these people to come into the United States in the first place, is the welfare system, and that is unconstitutional on its face. So can I just go ahead and answer, with all due respect, Charlene, on air, because I'm going to give you some more information, and I think it's going to help you bring about resolve in your own mind as to what the issues are.
Okay.
And I appreciate your phone call, by the way. Okay, thank you. Folks, I'm really, what happens is I try to get through the contents of the show, and I don't like rushing it during the last segment. And as my mama used to say, you got the gift of gab, well, it's the Holy Ghost. And the fact of the matter is, everybody needs something, but I need to stick to these topics and these PowerPoints right now just to get this discourse off, to give you all the information that at least I have today. Okay, so let's go forward. We're talking about, why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? Well, I'm going down line upon line, precept upon precept from 2016, from the presidential campaign, the promises that were made and how Mexico was going to pay for it. I just played some audio for you, friends, where it started out at $4 billion. It went to $25 billion. It went from Mexico's going to pay for it to the American people are now going to flip the bill. And he wants his worshipers just to forget about all that. And guess what? They have, because Donald said so. Let's go to 2019, the Supreme Court approved the reallocation of $2.5 billion in Department of Defense anti-drug funding, which doesn't work. That's not what it's for. It's a slush fund for the government to do what they will. To construct the wall while other legal proceedings continue, in 2019 of September, an additional $3.6 billion was diverted, this time from the United States military construction projects around the world, including schools for children of American soldiers. It's interesting, friends, this is just coming to my aid right now. It's interesting, after we blew Iraq and Afghanistan out of the water with the use of our military unconstitutionally, it was interesting how Bush took, you know, how much money, friends, to go rebuild their countries and then leave a military presence so they could steal their oil, right? But they can't do it here. No, because it doesn't work for the agenda. In September 2019, Trump said he planned to build 450 to 500 miles of new wall by the end of 2020. However, as of November 2019, well, at least 76 miles, listen carefully, well, at least 76 miles of existing wall had been replaced or reinforced during Trump's presidency. No new wall had been completed. Do you hear what I said? Here, I'll take you over here for a moment, because I did a little homework before we did the program, and they said the exact same thing. To date, no new wall built. Guess what, friends? Guess what Trump supporters, just giving the information so they can decide as to what's taking place in their country. Guess what? Again, I'm a Trump hater. Fake news. It's fake news to tell them the truth. Well, then listen, if it's fake news, I'm just asking you to show me where you can show me that that new wall has been built, because what he said, once again, is not being delivered. So, fake news or not, friends, the bottom line is I'm asking you the question to prove the point that we're fake news for giving you the facts. Can you show me some video on the wall? Yesterday I was attacked by some people for posting this article, and not one of them could go past fake news. Not one of them could prove the point that there's 450 to 500 miles of new wall being built. Not a one of them. But I can prove that no new wall has been completed. On December 10th, a federal judge in Texas blocked the use of military funds for building the wall. But 10 days later, Trump signed a spending bill with about $1.4 billion allotted for it. On January 8th, 2020, a federal appeals court granted a stay of the Texas judge's orders, freeing the $3.6 billion for the wall. Where's the wall? The money's been released. Where's the wall? On February 13th, the Pentagon notified Congress that it would divert $3.8 billion from funding for the military's anti-drug activities again, and the war on terror, right, the war on Americans is what it is, to build the wall. Going back to December 17, 2019, Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan stated that 93 miles of barrier has been built during the Trump administration. According to CBP figures, at least 90 miles of that wall are replaced existing structures. There is no new wall. Folks, what's being built is not being built, it's being restructured, refurbished, fixed. Okay? And guess what they're coming out with again? The administration's coming out using the same thing. You know what? Help me drain the swamp. No prosecutions. Hey, help me build the wall. No wall. Where's all this money gone, friends? A private organization called We Build the Wall has constructed 0.5 miles of new wall on private property near El Paso, Texas, with Trump's encouragement. ProPublica reported on July 2nd, 2020, Trump supporters funded a private wall on the banks of Rio Grande, helping the builder secure another $1.7 billion in federal contracts. Now the Lamborghini border walls is in danger of falling into the river if nothing is done, experts say. Where's the wall? I'm just asking, friends. I want you, come on, show me the wall. Show me the wall. You know, people get mad at me for asking the question. This is the problem. If the politicians can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And they're pros at it because they know the sheeple aren't going to ask the questions as to where did you derive the authority to do so. The burden of proof is on them, not you. Where's the wall? Where is it? 1-866-582-9933. Where is that wall? Donald Trump hyped up his supporters. Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Mexico is. They played along with him as if to suggest he was actually telling them the truth. 4 years and a year and a half on the campaign trail of promises. Where is the wall? Where is it? My goodness, it's nowhere to be found. And the wall that they are claiming that is being built is merely being fixed up. 76 miles of it. 76 miles, friends. So when I ask these simple questions, I mean, you would think that there'd be a simple answer, right? But there isn't. And why isn't that in play today? I'm going to go to the Washington Post really quick for you because I know that there's 94% of you that don't believe the media. But I'm going to show you what you declare that you don't believe in. And this you probably won't believe because it's in contrast to what Donald Trump is saying. See, I mean, with you people, you're, as they say, you're condemned if you do and you're condemned if you don't. But let me give you the facts. Trump ramps up border wall construction ahead of 2020 votes. Of course. The U.S. southern border has about 650 miles of barriers that takes a variety of forms in more urban areas. Pedestrian fences are in place to stop people from crossing. In remote areas, the government uses vehicle barriers made from old railroad tracks, so on and so forth. Okay? So on and so forth. So as I'm over here right now, it's talking about how the structure that's being told to you that's being built in its new wall is in fact the old structure being refurbished and fixed up again. So someone needs to ask the question to Donald Trump, can you show us that wall? I don't care about your standing in front of a wall and claiming something. I want proof.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm on the Washington Post right now. We're talking about the wall that was promised to the American people. I just thought it would be interesting for his followers, his worshipers, and his supporters to know the facts. Because now he's coming out on his campaign trail again for a second term to use the wall as another appeal that he failed to perform concerning his first 4 years in office. He's doing this across the board. And again, if you're just tuning in, there's 1,104 different options concerning the presidency of the United States of America. The mainstream media is only giving you two options, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. If that doesn't tell you what you need to know concerning how controlled is the narrative that these are players in the circus of politics delivered up to you as your only options, I can't help you. Nobody can help you at this point. But I'm going over to the Washington Post, going over to the 94% of what they say they don't believe. Even the fake news is now telling you the truth, friends, right? And I want you to listen to this because this is what they reported, okay? Nearly all of the new fencing the Trump administration has built so far is considered replacement fencing, swapping out smaller, older vehicle barriers for a more elaborate and costly border wall system. Let me say it again, okay? Nearly all of The new fencing the Trump administration has built so far is considered replacement. 76 miles of replacement. If you want to split hairs over a little more or a little less, you can do that too. You can go ahead and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, but you're missing the point. The point is what was promised hasn't been delivered. Again. Okay? But what he'll do is he'll get out in front of the people. He'll tell them exactly what they want to hear. He'll tell them things that are just not true. Oh, we built 100 miles of this. And No. What you're not being told is it's the old border system that's being fixed up. One more time. The Washington Post. Okay? Nearly all the new fencing the Trump administration has built so far is considered replacement fencing, swapping out smaller, older vehicle barriers for a more elaborate and costly border wall system. Now, is that what you were promised over 4.5 years or 5.5 years ago? No. 4 years since he's been the president? No. Not at all. Wow. Does this concern you, America? I thought our safety was the number one concern. I thought this is called making America great again. I mean, folks, with all of this hype, with all of the concern of this wall, which was promised, I ask, where is it? Malachi 1:4 says, under judgment, you will build and I will tear down, the Lord says. If the borders and the border issues with illegals flooding into America, which I believe that there is, then because they don't have, friends, they don't have the support of the American people to destroy the country or create domestic insurrection. That's why they need illegals in America. And it's also a proof that what you would call the Democrats, the left, they don't have the support that they claim that they have. Or they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. That's why they're making an appeal to illegals to do their biddings for them so they can create domestic insurrection so they can overthrow and then we can get smacked down by the Russians and the Chinese. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark them. Been talking about this for years. We are coming to an end of the warnings, America. Okay? Read Malachi 1:4. If the border issue with illegals flooding into America is, again, I believe that there is, then why is it not taking precedence? And furthermore, let me also take you back over to Tom Fitton, a respected attorney. I believe he has the ear of the president. He's got a respected outlet, a law firm in Washington, D.C. Did you know that he came out? Judicial Watch, you probably have heard of this outlet. I'm going to go to the date here, just hang on a second. This was published on February 10th, 2020. Did you know that Judicial Watch reported the Trump administration is dedicating a lot more to radical Muslim groups than Obama administration, which gave Islamist-linked organizations an average of $1.7 million annually? Why would Trump be doing something like that? How come his supporters, his followers, and his worshipers aren't asking him some real questions? Why do you think that is? I thought we were the number one concern. Nope, America is beginning to reap what it sowed. You know how I talked about during the first hour? 60 million babies being aborted? Now you're being subject to those that mean to do the same thing to you concerning those that are coming in from the Middle East that you allowed self-proclaimed doctors to do to innocent babies. You're going to become subject to it now. You call that crazy? I call that scripture. You reap what you sow. And America is surely reaping what it sowed. But why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? Because the facts are stubborn things, and the facts oppose the lie at every given step. In the mainstream media, as you well know, they want to direct the narrative at every given turn, and if you have the audacity in any sense of the word to stand up and call them out for who they really are, well, they'll just ignore you. They'll stonewall you. They'll accuse you. They'll polarize you. They'll demonize you. Yep. Thank God for all of your conservative talking heads that have learned the lesson to just go along to get along. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that they are enemies to the people on so many different fronts. Okay? I want you to consider this, okay? I just said if there are border issues with illegals flooding into America, which, again, I believe that there is, then why is the wall not taking precedent? Okay? Again, folks, we're in a different age today. If you want to get over that wall, you're going to have no issues getting over that wall. Okay? If you put up a wall, it's not like a criminal's just going to say, okay, they put up a wall, I can't go in there. They're not asking for permission to transgress the law, 1 John 3:4. I want you to consider what is happening in America today. I want you to consider Americans being frisked at the airports by a pretended authority through the violation of the Fourth Amendment called the TSA. By the way, airports don't have to have TSA. Okay? And if you look at the record of the TSA, you're finding more criminals and drug traffickers inside of the TSA than one might believe. But it's happening. Okay? It's interesting, too, when you go into the airport in Minneapolis, you have Muslims that are a part of the TSA now. Atlanta, Muslims that are a part of the TSA. Wait a second, I thought they were the terrorists. That's what we were told for 18 years, right, by the mainstream media. But this is what I want you to hear. Look at how Americans are being frisked at the airports, but the borders are wide open. Illegals are lured into America by our said representatives, right? But you're being frisked at the airports. Illegals don't have to have applications. They don't have to have proof of citizenship. Saith corrupt politicians. They can come in and receive welfare. They can receive checks from the IRS. No proof of identification whatsoever. But Americans, if you want to get a license, you better bring in this, that, and the other thing to prove who you are. Americans, if you want to get on an airplane, you better prove this, that, and the other thing. But if you're an illegal, don't worry about it. We'll just take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Boy, oh boy, does this sound familiar. Yep, it does. Yep. What is it that they know that they don't want us to know? Because, again, it's not about the wall. And by the way, if you still have not been convinced by today's show that it's not about we the people, but about pushing forth a global agenda, again, I don't know that I can help you. It's not about a wall. It's about deceiving people into believing that this administration actually cares about America's safety, just like the preceding administration. I'm saying this. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Get your eyes off this administration and put them on the Lord. And I'm here to tell you too, friends, Jesus Christ is the standard. His law through common law in America is the standard, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if you're not willing to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and uphold his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, then you get what you've got coming. And that's why, again, America's in trouble. Now listen, in ending, it's not about a wall. Okay? It's about deceiving the people to further go back to sleep as you're led to believe that the guy at the helm is taking care of everything when, in fact, it's the furthest thing from the truth. Since September 11, 2001, Americans have been the end aim of the corrupt agencies that have been created. And you still think it's about your safety and your security? You still think that this is about making America great again? Friends, let's get educated here. Because when you become an educated people, you cannot become an enslaved people. And I also say, on the other hand, let their cruelties swell our ranks, America, because they are. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.